continue pushing deeper into Gaza City, marking the second day of ground offensive there. Hundreds of thousands of civilians are still in Gaza City amid famine and buildings in rubble. This is ABC News. A Netflix true crime subject is back behind bars.
Shimon Hayud has yet again been arrested for fraud, accused of stealing more than $50,000 from a woman overseas. The convicted con artist was the subject of the 2022 Netflix documentary, The Tinder Swindler.
He was smart and funny and very impulsive.
It detailed allegations that Hayud used the dating app Tinder to pose as the son of a billionaire diamond mogul to lure women into relationships with private jets and bodyguards before turning around and claiming he needed financial support and allegedly fleecing the women out of some $10 million.
ABC's Perry Russum. Ben's ice cream just doesn't have the same ring to it, but that may be what it's coming to. Ben and Jerry's co-founder Jerry Greenfield says he's quitting the brand because its clear parent company Unilever won't let them stand behind the social justice issues that were a stipulation of the sale of the company back in 2000. Greenfield writing on social media, Ben and Jerry's has been silenced. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. This Saturday's your chance to take a look at the new Fox River expansion of Ashwaubenon's National Railroad Museum. The new look features additional exhibit and event space, an outdoor covered patio with river access, and a second-story mezzanine for viewing exhibits. This expansion is phase one of a 25-year-long plan. A dedication is planned for Friday, and the expansion officially opens to the public on Saturday. Green Bay's Festival Foods will still be called Festival Foods, but it'll be under new ownership. The popular Green Bay grocery store chain is being bought out by a St. Louis-based company, Shucks Markets, which, like Festival, is a family-owned grocery store operation. Mark Scogan, outgoing CEO of Festival Foods, said in a news release, the transition will help expand the company's impact and continue their tradition of community support across the Midwest. Scogan's Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers has 51 stores throughout Wisconsin, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. 42 stores operate under the name Festival Foods. A former Green Bay Learning Center will soon be office space for a construction company. The sale of the Green Bay School District property on Finger Road and the wooded property next to it was finalized on September 8th. The new owner plans to start construction in October and move IC Construction Company into the new office space in January. The sale is the second of three proposed Green Bay School District property sales to go through. The district sold the former Weequahic Elementary site in June. News at the top and the bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the fourth. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. When you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, another warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
WGBW. Oh, I could hide me the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. my shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, 707. And the temperature, double checking, 61 already. It's Wednesday. That means Farmer's Market on Broadway starts at 3, goes until 8. Not a bad day for it. It's going to be the last really warm day. I mean, that last really warm day's got to be coming pretty soon, right? So enjoy the farmer's market today. Good weather.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. So
Why'd they stop making music like this? We don't know either.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus, Wednesday. But then you already know that, right? Experiencing sunshine at the Civic Media Studios, downtown Green Bay, on Washington Street. It's going to be one of those days. Could hit 85 today. The full forecast coming up in a little bit. About an hour from now, we'll have another timeless commercial. And I'm going the coffee route this time, okay? Something to know about the Wet Whistle Wine Festival going on Friday and Saturday in Algoma. Grape Stomp and everything. Plus, the Walk to End Alzheimer's is happening Saturday the 27th. Starts and ends City Deck. There's a one-mile route. There's a two-mile route. And you can get information about it if you want at act.alz.org. And let me give that to you one more time. act.alz.org. And we could have, I'm hoping for good weather. It's a very worthy cause, and get out there and enjoy the autumn weather while we have it with the Alzheimer's Walk with WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Who are your customers? Right now, you've found 97.9 WGBW. Your customers probably have too. So get your message out to them. Contact WGBW 262-634-3311 or go online to WGBW.fm and click the advertise link on the top of the page. WGBW.fm, then advertise.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJ, 97.9 WGBW. You've heard me talk often about the calendar being calendar challenged. Here's Neil Sedaka and the Calendar Girl on WGBW.
The show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Of the year.
is my heart, in my hand. Stand beside you, turn around, look at me, and there's someone to love and guide you. Turn around, look at me.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Go for the green and gold text to win contest. Starts with keywords we're handing out on Monday. Have your Civic Media app ready on your smartphone.
Against memories, but you don't need them to appreciate the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Flowers with colors, bright making everything.
WGBW Newsroom. I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. It'll be a steamy one tonight at the Farmers Market on Broadway, but one of your last chances to get out and enjoy the fresh produce from local growers, live music, and all the other goodies lining the streets of downtown Green Bay on Wednesday nights. The last Farmers Market on Broadway is in just a couple weeks on October 1st. A popular Green Bay grocery store chain is being bought out by a St. Louis-based company. Festival Foods will keep the same name and same employees, but be owned by the newly formed 1939 Group Incorporated, the holding company for the Schnucks Markets grocery chain. Mark Scogan, outgoing CEO of Festival Foods, said in a news release, the transition will help expand the company's impact and continue their tradition of community support across the Midwest. Scogan's Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers has 51 stores throughout Wisconsin, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. 42 stores operate under the name Festival Foods. The upcoming new Pride Festival, scheduled for this weekend, has been postponed due to safety concerns. In a news release, organizers say the increasingly charged political climate led to the difficult decision to reschedule the two-day event, citing their responsibility to ensure a safe, welcoming, and empowering event for everyone. Organizers say they share in the community's disappointment. New Pride Fest is the largest Pride Festival of its kind in Northeast Wisconsin. The group's goal is to enhance the lives of LGBTQ people by celebrating diversity and inclusion. Civic Media will update you as soon as a new date and venue is announced. News at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Well, Wisconsin schoolrooms are back in session, and this year it looks like a lot of students are interested in where their food comes from and agriculture education. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. I've got some numbers for you on the strength of agriculture education in Wisconsin. That's next.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Sally Ladston is the Wisconsin Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources Education Consultant at the Department of Public Instruction. She's also the state FFA advisor, and she says they're thrilled to announce that there's more FFA chapters starting up this year around Wisconsin.
We have seen a few chapters chartering, and actually that's something that's been kind of, I'll say, booming. You know, the numbers aren't staggering by any means, but compared to the past number of years, we're seeing quite an increase in chapters that are getting interested. This year, we're excited to welcome a couple of new chapters. Winnebago Lutheran is one. iForward, which is a virtual school up in Northwest Wisconsin. And then we're also seeing some changes in how chapters are structuring themselves.
Sally Ladston with the Department of Public Instruction and the Wisconsin State FFA advisor, she says, because of all the strength in students enrolled in agriculture education and food-related classes, they've needed, obviously, more educators. She said the good news is Wisconsin's got flexible alternative licensure options to keep those programs moving forward.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit SomethingSpecialFromWisconsin.com to make it official.
And our Wisconsin entries did very well in the 2025 World Dairy Expo Championship Dairy Product Contest. 97 product classes they could enter. Congratulations to Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese as the grand champion winner in the cheese and butter category with their vanilla mascarpone cheese. Also, congratulations to the grand champion winner of ice cream, sherbet, frozen yogurt, and gelato. That's peanut butter chocolate ice cream from Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream in Chautauqua. You can see all the winners at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 62 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, another warm day, although it will be a little cooler with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That would be 97.9, the very cosmic, for the next song, WGBW. From Hair, this is Aquarius with the Fifth Dimension.
Aquarius, page of Aquarius.
No matter what you do, I only want to be with you. You can get away with anything, guy. Wow. Whatever you do. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Have not talked about this enough yet, and you need to know that Monday we're going to start playing Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win. It's a contest where you can win green, as in cash, and gold, as in jewelry. And there's a grand prize for one person. Club seats for the Green Bay, Minnesota game that's coming in November. These are indoor club seats in November. So, right? Why not enter? But you're going to need, if you don't already have the Civic Media app, it's available for free at civicmedia.us or at your app store like Google Play Store or the App Store, or it's even available at the bottom of our front page at wgbw.fm. Okay, and Monday you'll start getting keywords, you'll text them back to us using the Civic Media app, and that qualifies you to win the goodies. Lots of chances to qualify throughout the day, and each of those times that you have qualified, you have a chance to win the grand prize. Monday, be here. You're going to love it. WGBW.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Crackling rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Oh, play it now, play it now, play it. Set the world right. Find us a dream, but don't ask no questions. Yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Oh, play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no question.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Tomorrow, Thursday, Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary on Broadway has got their children's story hour with cats. It's fun.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Goes on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Uh-huh. Still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting in chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Goes on.
WGBW. I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by, and all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories, and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for. Something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days. Day love is forgotten.
I'll go on as best I can.
WGBW.
I'll say goodbye to
News, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I once won a round of drinks for the table by knowing the group who did this song was Crazy Elephant. We all drank happily for free. Connie Feldman is next.
Preston, the president and first lady in the UK for an unprecedented second state visit. They took a horse-drawn carriage ride around the grounds of Windsor Castle with the King and Queen and the Prince and Princess of Wales to